Anywhere that promises free drink in Cork is bound to be a tourist attraction or a local attraction. So in Twitter terms, a hashtag that calls itself Pub Summit is bound to be a draw. And so I'm going. I'm on my way for free beer. I've been told there might be a bit of free food as well. But so I'm going to a place called Electric Cork. It's an electric building. In fact, I think it might be one of the first places in Cork to have received electricity way back, a long time ago. But it's actually a wonderful event because it is so clever. The real hero in the situation has got to be the Dublin Web Summit. Now, the Dublin Web Summit originated, I don't know where, in Paddy Cosgrave's kitchen or something like that. But anyway, Paddy Cosgrave and Dara Hickey and various other people, and I wouldn't dream of saying that they could have done it alone, have got an incredible event off the ground over the last years. Happens in Dublin in October. It'll be happening this year, and it's called Dublin Web Summit, and there will be thousands at it, right? And it's one of these events where you go to network, you go and chat with people in bars and cafes around it. You have keynote speakers and keynote conversations and panels and all that in the kind of grand style that you probably all imagine by now or know by now from your knowledge of how these events, businessy type events, go. And connected with it, by the way, is another event called Founders, where Paddy Cosgrave managed to get, you know, really serious heavy hitters in the world of business, like the person who invented Skype comes immediately into my head. But other people as well who have been founders, and gather those for a kind of relatively private event away from the press and away from funders. I don't know actually who goes to it. Anyway, you have to be a founder, and they mix with each other and they go out and they get, you know, I think they go and get drunk, to be honest, and have fun and network, and they all say Dublin's a great place, Ireland is fantastic, and Enterprise Ireland backs it, the Department of External or Foreign Affairs backs it. But anyway, what's this got to do with Cork? What it has to do with Cork is that Cork is the second biggest urban place in the Republic of Ireland. And here I am in the centre of Cork right now, waiting at a red traffic lights, trying to get to this electric event, which starts in 10 minutes officially, and I've got my invitation on my iPhone, but I'm going there. But this is a way of gathering the supporters for the Dublin Web Summit in Dublin and getting publicity for that, and, you know, getting lots of movers and shakers down here on the south coast of the island, you know, putting Cork, putting the Dublin Web Summit into their diary and taking it all very seriously. And I better not knock down a cyclist unless I'm careful. And I'm about to drive into the most expensive parking place in Cork, Kew Park Grand Parade. Anyway, this is a great whiz. I got an invitation from a wonderful guy called Pat Carroll. He's on Twitter as Pat Carroll Touch. And I felt very honoured. And then when I got my invitation, I discovered that, fantastic, once you have your invitation, you have the right to invite five other people. So I did. I invited a couple of other people to come this evening. And I was very impressed with this way of marketing, spreading kind of virally, if you like, the event and getting people to come. Now, hopefully they'll have enough food and drink for us all. But the other thing about it is, that's about the event, all the buzz and everything, but what kind of people will be there? Well, I can tell you that anyone who's anyone in the Cork tech software kind of entrepreneur type space is bound to be there, or they, you know, they'll be missing something. I mean, I'm not a techie or a developer or whatever. I'm just a user. I just want these people to develop great things that I can use. But Pat Phelan will be there, and he's a very great guy, and one of his smaller enterprises is Max Rome, and he does other things as well, and he goes over to America and he works with Google, and forgive me, Pat, I can't quite remember everything you do, but at the moment CBIT, I'll get the name of it wrong, but Pat Phelan is speaking, and I am, and he's a great guy, I have to say that, I'll say that, he's a great guy, tells great stories, terrific company, you know, he's Cork, real Cork guy, but he's global. So he's a great guy to be there tonight. I could name other people who will be there, but I won't, except Frank Hannigan, who I think might be starring. He's a guy who raised loads of money very famous. He raised loads of money through LinkedIn and has a wonderful story. And all of this is taking place in a building which a really good friend of mine helped develop, launch the brand Electric Cork. So I got that interest as well in it. And I'm going to meet people, and I'm going to, you know, who knows, I might do an audiobook or two. But so that's it. That's where I'm going, walking down the back steps here in the car parking lot. I expect it to be very crowded. I actually do. I'm getting lost, actually. Getting lost here. Oh, how to get out of this building. Oh, my God. It's all very. I'm in the entrails up here. And I might set the fire alarm off if I better go back. Go down the proper way. Go down in the lift. Anyway, going to this, I hope to meet at least of the Dublin Web Summit team. And I'll tell you why. Because they were very good enough. Paddy Cosgrave and Dara Hickey were very good to me a couple of years ago when I did a project on the Dublin Web Summit. And the project I did on the Dublin Web Summit was a series of interviews with people who had gone from Ireland under the banner, well, most of them were under the banner of Enterprise Ireland, although I have to say that Paddy Cosgrave wasn't. They went independently, I think. But they're almost like in a league of their own. But a lot of Irish businesses, a small number. But the significant thing was that Enterprise Ireland took a stand at Le Web in Paris. Sorry, let me get my head in order. I'm getting too excited. The Dublin Web Summit is enormous for Ireland. Le Web in Paris is about five times bigger. Or perhaps I exaggerate. Certainly three times bigger. And Le Web in Paris, I've never been to. That is a seriously big event. 10,000 people in Paris for that. That's probably only exceeded in size by... You know, there's an event in Las Vegas, I think, which is enormous. So, but there are no other, I think, European event as big as Le Web, and it will take place in November, I think. So, Dublin Web Summit followed by November. You could go from the pub here. You could stay in the pub for as long as you like, and then hopefully fall into the Dublin Web Summit in October, and then go to Paris. And you'd have a story, basically, kind of story that Dickie Harris would have told. Rest in peace, Dick. Anyway, look, I'm off to this. I hope to have an interesting time, and you never know who I'll meet, and I don't know who I might end up talking to, but it's a bit of fun anyway. As I say here, it'll be a great crack.